Paul, do you have an update on Josh Morrissey for us?
Yeah, he's out again today. We'll get him checked out tomorrow when we get back.
Sammy Niuku comes in?
Correct.
Just a thought on the Harkins, Shifley, Wheeler line, what they were able to do now that you've had a day or so to continue with that thought tonight?
There's a bit of a similarity there on the wings, in that when you look at the goal that Blake scored, Jansen was kind of net front, but there was a battle on the wall. Instead of hanging in behind, he did the hard thing, right? He sprinted up kind of higher up the column to support them, and then he gets the chance. So he created some plays on the forecheck. They looked like they got right into being in sync, because I think they had, of our best chances, they had five of them. So we'll leave them together today, and both Mark and Blake appreciated the style of game that he played and thought there was something there.
Sure. Kevin said yesterday that Josh is day-to-day. Is that,
that's correct.
The thing?
Yeah, okay. That's correct.
Sammy comes in, you know, you talked about how well, I guess, he took coming out of the lineup. He played one game since then, but what has he done maybe this time to deserve to, obviously there's the injury, but I mean, you could have played with Anthony as well, so.
Right. So it was a bit of a rotation on the weekend. We would want to have an extra guy and we wanted to skate the other player. So, but puck movement for us when we've lost Josh, right, and certainly he's a great defender for us, but he does move the puck very well, and that's what Sammy does well. So he's the natural guy to slide in there now and help us move some pucks from the back end.
Yesterday, no moves were made. Does that send any sort of message? I mean, how would you view that?
It was a function of days, the work that got done for us, the two areas that we've just been pounded with injuries is at center ice and on our blue line. So we added a defenseman. We're real happy with him. Really like Cody's game back. So those were our two holes. And that's not my job, but it made no sense in my mind for us to load a bunch of high-end assets off to get a rental player in. We're going to need all those once we get a read on Brian this summer and all those things when we attack improving the lineup.
Does it mean to see a guy that scores 700 goals in the NHL that'll be prior to game time here tonight for the Ovechkin ceremony?
Yeah, like, that is such an ungodly number, right? Like, that's 14, 50 goal seasons and you still got time on the clock. I mean, he has been... The consistency that goes to get you 700 is just an amazing thing. So he'll get appreciated tonight here for it, and rightfully so. And all the players will have that opportunity to say they played against the guy. I mean, he's going to be the player that people talk about for 50 more years when he's retired. He's just brilliant.
The story about Alex and anything that sticks out over time you've coached against him?
Well, we were in the Southeast Division for a while together, so I got to see a whole bunch of those early goals. I guess there's a couple players you want to have the answer for your players or your goaltender or whatever when you're playing how to stop it. And Alex has just kind of made a lot of coaches shrug their shoulders and say, "I don't know how you stop that." You know, I mean, it's just such a lethal shot. And he can place it too, and there's no answer to him. Try not to let him touch the puck. That's the best way to go.
I know you talked about your extension a couple weeks ago, but what does the continuity mean to you? I mean, to the organization and the team, just to have that consistency.
Well, we've had a lot of things happen in a period of time. Kind of came in and made the playoffs for the first time, but came out of that season years ago with the idea that we were going to have to kind of almost restart. Right, so we got very young over 2 years, and we still, when you get that young, we're still a young team and have built through it. And now are in a year of kind of a reset that you see teams, these young kids come in, they command more of the resources, so you're going to have to figure out how to do it. So there's been a lot of change. So there's continuity for sure in what we want to do, but we've changed with our hockey club, and we've had to change the way we approach things from a couple of years ago having a real dominant blue line now to being fairly inexperienced back there. And when you have so many moving parts, I think it's good to have some consistency, and that would probably be behind the bench.
How have you evolved over that time in terms of how you've approached young players or how you've approached the team, given what the expectations
are? There's so much more now, I think, where the coaches are involved with young players. I think, and maybe it was because you just didn't have as a number of young players come in. They had to spend 2 or 3 years in the minors to put on the weight, to put it was such a grinding, heavy man's game, and now this is a speed game and it's a skill game, so you're able to put an 18, 19-year-old in your lineup. So it used to be there'd be one new guy come in and the players would teach him the ropes and make sure his shower sandals were clean and all the little details. I think that shifted a little bit. Sheer number coming in, the coaches are more involved in trying to not only allow them to express themselves with their offensive gifts, but learn the game, learn the NHL game, and certainly your own team game.
You saw Kovalchuk recently with the Habs. I mean, how does he change the dynamic, or what does he add to the Habs mix here?
Well, you know, he looks rejuvenated when he went to Montreal and scored some big goals. So you've got a confident shooter who's making plays. Can they be more dangerous, right? Like, so there's a threshold of goals. There's only one puck, fortunately. But a real good pickup for them. I think it's sometimes the best pickups are specific to your room. It may not be a player that goes to another 4 or 5 teams and it's right, but the relationship that he would have with Alex Ovechkin, that alone makes it a real nice pickup for them.
Paul, we're reminded that Patrick's a young player, but it's game 300 tonight. He's going to be pension eligible soon.
I mean, that's just a huge number. Like 300 games, when you say that to me, and he's hasn't hit 22 yet. Like, and growth in his game each year. So we just continue to see this guy develop into more and more of a power forward. But boy, 300 at that age, that's a feat.